Sennis and Pens podcast, episode 339 for Thursday, March 12th, 2020. This is Brian.
And this is Steph.
How are you, Steph?
Quite well. And yourself?
Good. Did you know, it's a little known fact, that Yoda has a last name?
I did not. What is his last name?
Leihihu. All right. So.
Yoda Leihihu. I'm going to think about that every time I see him now.
So this week, we've got a couple things that, that's good, isn't it? A couple things that are coming soon, very soon. So I don't have them here in my hands, but.
Yes, they're on their way.
First up, the Sailor 50 States series.
Yes.
So North American exclusive. And they're coming out with the first two right now, and they are California and Colorado.
Yes, and so we're going to eventually work our way. I guess we're not quite going alphabetical, but we're kind of starting west, going east. We'll see what the next ones they come out with are.
Maybe related to pen shows, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because we got San Francisco and the Colorado show coming up.
That was smart of them.
But maybe it's completely random. I have no idea, but... those two are coming up in California. They're both lovely colors, they look like.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them in person.
So California is what?
California is a deep teal, and that is supposed to be reminiscent of those rugged coastlines. It looks like it might have a little bit of red sheen to it from the couple images that I've seen. So fingers crossed. We'll know more when we get it.
All right, in Colorado?
That is a deep purple, kind of a little bit on the bluer side, but definitely more of a purple.
Okay. So these are solid colors. These are really, I think they look nice. So those are coming very soon. They're actually in stock in California. North American exclusive, 20 milliliter bottles. They will be here very soon. So those are coming. Also coming soon, I think everybody here is excited about, is a new pen from Faber-Castell.
Yes, the Hexo, named because it has a hexagonal shape to the body that's made out of aluminum.
And it's a loon, that's great. So it's like an all-star, essentially.
Yeah, that's a really good comparison.
And it has a triangulated grip, too, sort of. It has a different grip section.
And that same Faber-Castell steel nib.
It's so nice looking pen, and it's, what is it, like $40?
It's a really good price point. It's like 30 for the ballpoint, 35 for the rollerball, 40 for the fountain pen.
And the ballpoint looks nice. It's got a little knurled knob on the end. It looks like you twist it and it comes out. So three colors. There's a black, a silver, and then there's a lovely rose.
Yes. So. I don't even know which one is my favorite yet.
The rose has the black trim, and then the silver has silver trim on it. So,
yes. So. And the black is an all-black. All-black. Pretty stealthy.
It's pretty stealthy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. They're coming out with those. And also new Ambitions.
Those ones are coming. So pretty.
So actually, I think that the Hexos are coming at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. New Ambitions are coming out. We'll have them very soon. 3D printed.
That is so cool.
I think that's great. And they pick some really cool designs. So the one I like the best is the leaves.
Yeah, that one looks like it's a real winner.
It's great. It's very peaceful to look at. It's a black pen, but it's got a leaf design printed in it.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not super leaf forward. Like, it doesn't look like, you know, they don't have like the little veins on it. It's a nice abstract kind, just like a leaf pattern. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't like scream forest person or anything. Yeah. But it's a pretty deep pattern too, so you'll see it from a long ways away. I bet you the texture is going to be really cool.
Yeah, I bet it's great. Yep. So they have that one, and then they also have a 3D crocodile, which is a dark brown and crocodile pattern that looks cool too.
Yeah, I think that one a little warmer, look nicer with like a blue palette. Like that'll be a cool one to see. I am interested to see what that feels like in your hand.
Yeah, and the best part is these are really nice. I've always liked the Ambition. It's a slimmer pen, but just so elegant, and it looks like a baby Groff. You know, it kind of looks like a baby Groff, and these are $80.
And they're just so pretty.
Great Faber knit.
Every time I look at them, those op arts are gorgeous too. We've got sky blue and mint green,
the two new colors this year. What's great this year is you can get them in extra fine, and medium nibs. So in the past, the Op Art would only come in a medium nib.
Which is great for me. I love mediums, but...
But it's frustrating. You know, you can do it. You can swap the nibs with everything else. But this year, we've got extra fine, and medium nib options, which is awesome. And two great, very springy colors.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
So I think that's it for New Faber-Castell. That stuff is all coming in. The Hexel is at the end of the month. The Ambitions will be here very soon. But new, fresh in, we have some Schaefer, interesting springy Schaefer calligraphy stuff.
They're so bright.
We've got, what do we got here? The big one.
This is the Maxi Set.
This is great. I love these. Three pens, three nibs.
That is nice, so that you can have three different colors at the same time if you want to do those like cool illuminated manuscripts.
Yeah, and they have, they're fine, medium, broad, but it's really, that fine is like a 0.9 almost, 1 meter,
yeah, these are all
one
stub
meter.
Nibs.
Would that be something? 1 meter.
Oh boy.
yeah, they're all stubs. And so the fine is actually fairly broad. And then it gets broader, and it just really...
They're really so neat. Perfect
Plus,
for practicing calligraphy.
It comes with like 20 cartridges. It's really cool. So it's a really, really great set. Three pens. Awesome. But we also have the mini kit.
Yeah. Same nib options, but you only get one pen body, and it looks like there are some cartridges hiding under there.
Yeah, it comes with some cartridges, and these come in random colors. So they can be this turquoise, which is a lovely one. There's the green. Or the kind of a pinkish salmon, maybe? What do you call that? Salmon, almost?
Yeah, it's like close. 80s pink.
80s pink, okay. Mm-hmm. And then we have them in the singles.
Good old turquoise.
This is the turquoise in the medium, so which is a really solid color. So,
I like how happy they are.
And they're good pens if you want to just play with something, or you want to give it away to somebody, or somebody's interested in calligraphy. Yeah. They're really good for that too.
Yeah, I think I got something not unlike those when I took a calligraphy class at the Chicago Pen Show.
Probably, yeah, yeah. So it's
like the perfect starter for italic cursive.
Yeah, under $20, you can get yourself a kit and some cartridges, and you're all set. You're all good to go. So. That's new from, and while we're on Schaefer, why don't we do this one? Look at this thing.
This is the Schaefer Intensity, right?
Yes.
This is, I love, here, I'm going to take it out of its container. I love how the chrome trim continues down onto the nose cone. Learning.
It's nice. It's red alternating panels on this pen. It's a ballpoint. And it's really, really sharp. I've always loved these designs. They came in a number of different colors, but this is the red version. Somehow they unearthed this.
I hadn't seen one of these. I don't think I've seen this
I've
color
never, ever, seen
ever
it.
Before.
Yeah, never, it's, ever seen it. So
it's got great flow. It's a good design, and it's got a really nice weight to it as well.
Yeah, I always like the intensity. So a little bit thinner.
If you're a fountain pen person, everybody needs at least one ballpoint.
You know, I'm kind of going there because, well, we won't talk about what's in my pocket.
Now I'm curious.
It is not a fountain pen. But then we just got in the Cross Townsend in the black with the chrome cap. Classic black. I love the Townsend because it's a bigger pen. Your standard Cross, the Centuries, the classic Centuries, they're really fairly thin. That's so 80s for that pen, and this is really a more modern version of what Cross is about. This and the Peerless, I really like those. So.
Yeah, it's got that classic Cross taper near the cap, and it's gorgeous.
Yep, so anyway, those are new in from Schaefer and Cross, and let's talk about a couple other things, non-pen related. We have had some comments lately, I thought we should mention it, on packing materials. We've kind of changed a little bit how we do some of the packing. We do reuse pretty much most packing materials that come into us. So if a vendor sends us something, we try to reuse it. We don't really throw anything away. We recycle all the boxes, etc. But we have in the past relied heavily on packing peanuts as a form of protection in the box. But we're slowly kind of going away from that. We've actually reduced that usage probably by 95%.
Well, look at you going green.
So we're using paper instead of packing peanuts. We still use them occasionally if there's a big box and we need to fill in just to make sure everything gets there safely. But we haven't used we've literally reduced it by 95%. I haven't used peanuts in months, so.
Oh no, my packing peanut collection's going to suffer.
I know, well.
Oh well, it's, you know what, everybody's gonna have to make some sacrifices to save the planet.
So anyway, I wanted to mention that we are switching to more, you're gonna see more, more paper, and we're using recycled paper in the service, so you can recycle it yourself, you can put it in your campfire or whatever. So
are those cursive practice sheets that you
found?
Yeah,
so we actually find, you'll see if you pay attention, there's the paper we use actually is paper that was designed for teaching children how to write. So they're big
cute
sheets that we got, and they're for learning cursive. So
how perfect.
We got a couple things. We should talk about Chicago. We have a new service there. If you're too busy to wait around to get your pens refilled, your ballpoints and rollerballs, drop them off. We have a refill service, and you can come back and pick them up later in the day. So I know there's a lot of people. Yeah, there are a lot of people that come in and say, "Well, I've got a bunch of pens at home. I don't have time." Just bring them in, drop them off. Tell us blue, black, fine, medium, and you can come back and pick them up later. So
yeah, and it's so nice to have somebody that knows pens to figure out what refills are.
Yeah.
You know, you open up your ballpoint and you're like, well, it's a refill.
Yeah. Leave the refills in it. Always leave the refills. So if it's something odd, we can match it up. But yeah, you can just bring them in, drop them off, come back and pick them up after work.
Yeah. So we'll find something that works.
Either store. Mm-hmm. We also have, let's go through what we got in Chicago, free ink sample.
It's a Friday thing, right?
Friday, yep, Friday. Mm-hmm. With purchase,
you get free ink samples. Yeah, that's any day of the weekend, Friday through Monday.
Mm-hmm. Friday Phillips.
That's on Friday.
And I hear we're doing something really awesome this
week.
Yeah,
they're rolling out the Sailor 1-2-3 this week.
Might want to get down for that.
What do I need in Chicago?
We could send a package of pens and then have her fill them up.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
We should do that. That'd be hilarious. I'll send some preppies today.
Sweet.
So Friday, this Friday in Chicago, 1-2-3. And Saturday, of course, which is pretty much any day of the week, but Pen Spa Saturday, bring your pen in and we'll clean it out for you. Get rid of the ink.
I need to make my way down to Chicago.
Yes, you should go.
I'll show up.
You can take the train.
Oh,
you can take the train, get down there for $37. So.
Oh boy.
We got a new segment we're going to try.
My time has come.
We need like a little theme music.
It's a reckoning.
Name that pen. So, we had so much fun the other day talking about Parker.
Oh, I shouldn't look.
You shouldn't look. Talking about, what was it, a Parker 51,
45? 41, 72, something like that.
So we thought we'd try something different.
Oh, boy.
I brought out five pens.
I'm going to look straight ahead. I'm not going to look at them.
Five pens, and you are to tell me, you're to identify what each of these pens are.
Oh, boy. So many opportunities to learn.
Each pen you get right, you get 10 points.
Oh, I get points?
You get points. If you get all five right within the time allotted, you win a gold star.
Yay!
All right.
I love gold stars.
All right. So
bring it on.
First pen.
That is a Schaefer. It is... It is not a VFM.
It is not a VFM.
That is a blind cap or something near the end. Is it a PFM? It looks a little thin for a PFM.
Is that your final answer?
Wait. I have a Schaefer Legacy. I don't even know if that's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yes.
It is not a Legacy.
Darn.
It is not a Legacy. This is a Schaefer Touchdown.
Oh, I've heard that word before.
So, blind cap.
Oh, yes, I got that right.
Blind cap, but it's not a snorkel because it does not have the tube and this just unscrews and comes out.
I see.
All right, so
that's a
Legacy,
Schaefer.
Legacy is the modern incarnation of the PFM.
Okay.
Inlaid nib.
Gotcha.
Converter. All right.
So this is a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. You actually didn't go where I thought you were going to go with that. I thought you would guess snorkel.
You know, that would have been a better guess, but thanks for giving me credit.
How about this one?
This is a Parker. It's not a 51 because the bottom's not roundy. Or is it? It has jewels on the top and the bottom. That's interesting. Otherwise, it looks like a 51.
Gold cap. Okay.
Gold cap. They don't make 51s with two jewels, do they? Unless, is it something... It's got to be a... Parker 41? I know those are things.
Is that your final answer?
If it's a double jeweled 51, I'm going to cry. Yes, 41. That's my final answer.
Double jewel 51.
No! Now I know that's a thing.
All right. Now you know it's a thing.
I have learned two things already.
All right. You're going to get this one.
That is an Estabrook J. Now, if it's an LJ or an SJ, then... Oh. Something about the jewels. Is it an SJ?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It's an LJ.
Right.
The difference... actually, you are quite correct. LJs and SJs have the same size jewels.
Oh.
If you have a J, the cap jewel is bigger than the barrel jewel.
Oh. Okay?
But the difference is SJ is shorter than an LJ. So the LJ is the same length as a full-size J.
Okay.
Same length. So SJ is just thinner and shorter.
Hmm. So if they were lined up, it'd be really easy to tell them apart.
Yes,
but
it's difficult to tell an LJ from an SJ from an LJ because you'll find more SJs than you will LJs.
Aha. If it's got two jewels of the same size, then you know it's either an SJ or an LJ.
That's correct.
But if it seems shrimpy and it has two jewels of different sizes, then it's an SJ.
SJ and LJ have the same size jewels.
Right. Oh, goodness.
J is the only one that has a large jewel.
Right.
All right. That's good. We'll use that one next time. All right. Here we go. Number four.
I'm so suspicious now.
It's a black pen.
It is a black pen. It is a Parker.
It's a chrome cap.
Oh, it's a Parker 21.
It says 21 on the cap.
I win!
All right, you get 10 points.
I gotta get one.
All right. The easiest way to tell a 21 apart is usually by the clutch ring, because most of them have this expanded clutch ring.
Or by that etching on the
or
front
by the
that
etching
says 21.
That says 21, yeah. Yeah.
Yes!
All right. Okay, smarty pants. Here you go. Last pen. Last chance for 10 points.
Ooh. All right. So
it's red.
An Estabrook.
Okay.
And it has, it's called a V-clip, right? When it's got the little hole in it. Different Estabrook models. It's not a J. Is it a dollar pen?
It is.
I don't know. Is it more specific than that?
It does get more specific than that. I just don't know how much you know.
Well, I mean, you do. You've seen the rest of this.
You do edit all the pictures, so I know you know.
I know all of them for like a minute.
I know what you know what this is, but you...
It's a dollar pen with a V-clip? $1.50?
It is a Model B.
Bryant.
It is a dollar pen. It is not a V-clip. This is the two-hole clip. I'll give you 5 points.
Sweet.
It is a two-hole clip. The V-clip actually has the whole thing is cut out.
Oh.
So that little ridge in the middle there is not there, essentially.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And it was a dollar during its time. That's why they call it a dollar pen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Model B.
A Model B.
So they did three sizes, just like the J, LJ, and SJ, but they called them B, A, and H.
Oh.
I have no idea why, but so the slender was A, the short and slender was H, and the large was B.
I just had a flashback to that when we did those vintage mailers every week.
Yep, see, I knew you'd remember them.
Yes, this is ringing so many bells.
All right, so you got 1 out of 5. That's pretty good. You were real close on the Estabrook, and you got the fact that the other one was a Parker, the other one was a Schaefer, so.
Yeah, I was not totally off base. I would have gotten that 51 with the jewels, but... If it weren't for those meddling kids.
It's a 51. It can't be a 51 with two jewels.
Ah!
So, anyway.
I'm going to lose sleep over that.
we have anything else? Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right.
We have to go pace around. Take a walk after that one.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Or follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Or in our store in Chicago that is on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and that's open 7 days a week.
Yep. And you can see that at chicago.andersonpens.com.
And please like this video and subscribe to our channel. We'd appreciate it a lot.
Absolutely. And we'll see you next time.
Have a nice week.